Welcome back, Kadri. How are you doing this morning? Lovely to have you on the show.
Very well, thank you. Feel good yourself?
I'm well, thank you. So it's quite dangerous at the best of times, sometimes to get around driving, but in particular when, particularly my, I suppose my producers who are making their way into work 3:30, 4 in the morning, are finding large spaces of the highway are not lit. I found that quite surprising. I know the City of Cape Town always talks about keeping their lights on to prevent cable theft. Why is this the case?
Well, unfortunately, I think load shedding has been a huge contributor to this. But even outside of load shedding, we've seen a marked increase in vandalism and theft, particularly around street lighting and cables. So what you've experienced now and what you're reporting on is, in fact, a growing amount of vandalism in particular and the theft of cables that has affected parts of those highways, particularly around FW de Klerk to Marine Drive through to Christiaan Barnard, Nelson Mandela Boulevard as well. And so we are now in the process of trying to, in some cases, provide temporary solutions, which is streamer cable. So it's a much thinner cable that we put above ground as a deterrent to stop them from stealing the cables below. And also to look at improving the security around the junction boxes. So that's where we connect up the street lights from. And they're busy stealing covers. They're stealing the cables inside of that. So we're going to be installing new modified, tougher covers that will require angle grinders to be able to remove those. So we are in the process of trying to address it, but we are replacing in the order of, just on Nelson Mandela alone, we have to replace about 3 kilometers of cable. On FW, it's probably even more. So this is the reality that we're dealing with at the moment, a constant battle to replace these cables.
That's odd to me that you would say that, Kadri, and put it on load shedding. I mean, this seems to be something that has been quite perennial. It's not the entire road, it's sections of the road, and it's regularly, particular sections of the road. Unless you're telling me that criminals specifically steal from one space or load shed, you know, it's a very odd explanation for what seems to be a systematic failure of lighting.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's not just load shedding, but what happens during load shedding is, unfortunately, as you know, we publish schedules, so criminals are aware of times at which the lines are not energized. And so this gives them ample opportunity. For example, just over a week and a bit ago, a whole substation at Polsmoor was stripped. And we've had another one stripped near the city as well in terms of theft of cables, because they know that the power is off at that point in time. So it exacerbates. So load shedding has in fact exacerbated a situation which is perennial. There's no question about that. In fact, vandalism and theft has been rife for some time. In fact, we hosted a Johannesburg delegation last week where we shared notes on the subject, and the experiences are exactly the same in Johannesburg. So we are fighting an uphill battle when it comes to preventing the theft of copper and aluminium. But the reality, as I've said to you, is that during load shedding, it makes it a bit easier for them, because they know that these areas are without power. So, and they will target...
They will target?
They will target certain sections where they feel that they have greater access, because they know where the ducts are. They will know where the trenches are, etc., for them to dig. And so we've had to look now at improving visibility around that. And so we're working with law enforcement to increase policing in those areas, and also to use their cameras to try and zoom in more, to try and touch on the affected areas so we can prevent them from accessing cables.
You see, you're plunging me deeper into confusion now, Kadri, because the city routinely reminds us that specifically to prevent cable theft, streetlights will be on in the day through load shedding. Those are the complaints we often get on Cape Talk. I've been load shed all day and I just drove down the highway and that light is on. Why is the street light on if I'm being load shed? Or it's daytime and we have load shedding. Why is the light on? So your key messaging as a city regularly is we keep the lights on to prevent theft. Now you're telling me, oh, they know we turn off the lights at this particular time and that's when they steal. On a main road.
Yeah, so we only do that in certain areas, Refilwe. So, for example, where we have known criminal hotspots, for example, and there would be certain suburbs in particular where this would be the case, we have found that keeping the lights on does act as a deterrent. That is not necessarily the case for highways, etc., which are not made to be high crime spots at all.
So they're really high activity spots, Kadri. Why, for any reason, would a highway be turned off? A key highway like the M3 or Nelson Mandela Boulevard?
So it's a matter of where the power supply would come from, and what they do is they will short the circuiting. You feel that's the problem. So they have been able to, in the past, been able to effectively short circuit circuits, and that allows them to be able to then steal the copper, or the aluminium in this case, at the time in which it's done. So it's not a matter as if we intentionally do leave them to off. It's a matter of being able to short it and then to be able to steal the cabling. That's the reality that we're dealing with.
I'd love to give you some feedback here. I'm getting messages here. M5 merging into N2, because see, I live in the Atlantic Seaboard, mm-hmm. so I don't have the perspective that the people who are messaging me have.
Mm-hmm.
M5 merging onto N2 lights are off every morning since last year. The M3 is always on. Southern suburbs route, heavy traffic all times of day. He's talking BS, Rifilwe. These are big open roads in plain sight, not dodgy areas. M5 Kromboom Bridge, going past the Rondebosch Medical Center for months, has been in darkness every morning. These are roads, are main roads. Every morning, big white light poles for what? So then someone else says, hi, there are cameras on Mandela Drive. Why are they not using footage from there? Another one says, why not invest in good quality solar lights? Another one says, these roads are main roads. In theory, they stay on during load shedding. Nobody's buying what you're saying, Kadri. Help me.
Each one is situation specific. So let's take the national highways, for example. Those are under provincial or national control. So when it comes to maintenance around those, we do rely on our counterparts to also provide for that support service. The roads that I have mentioned to you are under the city's direct control, and these are the ones that I've said to you. Either they go down for normal faults. I think we must accept that there are normal faults that do occur, and those do get attended to, or in some cases they are. And we can actually show your listeners that have complained, for example, now about the particular areas where they have found repeated cases of lights being out, we can provide them with information specifically, and they're welcome to direct that to me. And we will show them how these are being maintained and how the problems do occur.
But they're not being maintained if they're repeatedly out. I mean, and the M5 one, that it's been off every morning since last year. I mean, that's shocking, Kadri. Why is that not being maintained?
So we can get back to you, Rufilwe, in terms of a specific plan around the M5. That would be, I think, useful to start with. The ones around FW Duclerc in particular, I think I've given an explanation as to what the situation is, particularly the problems from Marine Drive through to Christian Barnard, where there's an eviction order that's holding back the completion of work, but it will be done. So there is a number of these initiatives that are taking place in parallel. And we'd be quite happy to share more information as to how we're trying to improve public lighting. As I said to you, there are specific areas where it's warranted to keep lights on. In some cases, the partitioning of the network does not allow for us to exclusively use street lighting because they might come off the same supply as the rest of the area. Mm-hmm. So it's not always possible to say we can just exclude the street lighting at the expense of the rest of the area that's being shed. So these are the practicalities that we deal with on a daily basis.
I would love that review. And if we can include the M3 on that, I'm being asked here via message as well.
Absolutely. We can certainly do that. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Kadri. Kadri Nasip is Executive Director of Energy at the City of Cape Town.